When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
They really just don't get it in Canton, Massachusetts, or really a lot of that area for that matter. Kevin Elpert, former police officer, that was being disciplined for his involvement in the Karen Reed case. Well, he's been disciplined, but they're keeping it confidential on exactly what is going on. The town of Canton, Massachusetts has formally disciplined Detective Kevin Elpert following an investigation into his actions during a night of drinking with Massachusetts State Police Trooper Michael Proctor in 2022. The allegations emerged during the Karen Reed trial, in which Proctor served as the lead investigator. Despite the decision to discipline Elbert, the exact nature of his punishment remains undisclosed due to ongoing investigations. And I love how they can just throw that in there to not be accountable for what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, is it like, did you get a letter? Did you get an email, a mean email that said, bad boy, you shouldn't be doing these sort of things? Or what exactly went on? I'm really kind of curious. And I think the public has a right to know, considering they are our employees. They work for us, the people.
Yeah, they do.
So I don't know any company, private company anyway, where if there is some sort of disciplinary action that the people that own the company would not be privy to that information because it's their thing.
Well, can I just say this too? I've said it before when we've talked about, you know, somebody being what is the term? I can't think of it. Help me. When they're like suspended without pay.
Yeah.
Well, when they're suspended with pay, I get pissed off.
Oh yeah, it's basically a paid vacation at that point.
Exactly. You know, we don't want you around because we're investigating you, but we're going to pay you in the meantime.
And well, by the
that's
way,
that's called vacation time.
And we're going to investigate ourselves because everyone knows that when an organization that has troubles investigates themselves, it always works out well.
Absolutely.
Especially so when
that drives me nuts.
When you have power like the police do, like. That's a little, like, no, this is insane. Canton Police Chief Helena Rafferty said that the investigative report into Elbert's conduct is being withheld as it involves, where is it here? It involves ongoing investigations by other agencies. Additionally to the disciplinary decision made in a secret board executive session, it's classified as a personal record, further limiting its disclosure. Wow, you guys are great on transparency. Mm-hmm. Albert's connection, it's just like, what can you do wrong in this case? Let's keep doing it. Albert's connection to the case has drawn significant attention as his brother, Brian Elbert, owns the home where Boston police officer John O'Keefe was found unresponsive in the snow on January 29th, 2022. O'Keefe was the boyfriend of Karen Reed, who was later charged with his murder. Reed's defense has argued that she was framed, implicating Proctor, the Elbert family, and others in a potential cover-up. Proctor's testimony in the Reed trial revealed text messages between him and Kevin Elbert, further complicating the case. The defense raised questions regarding Proctor's relationship with the Elbert family and whether this influenced his handling of the investigation. The town confirmed that the discipline was decided after an independent investigation and a review by a select board, but they declined to share any details. We're going to use these big words and it's going to sound official, but we're not going to tell you anything of what it actually means. Chris Elbert, another of Kevin's brothers who serves on the Canton Select Board, recused himself from the decision-making process. Wow, somebody did something right here. The town and police department maintain that the records will be made public when the other ongoing investigations are completed. Sure they will. The development adds to the controversy surrounding the Karen Reed trial, with Proctor currently under investigation and suspended without pay, finally, from the Massachusetts State Police. Reed's defense has consistently raised concerns about conflict of interest, particularly involving the Albert family, and alleged misconduct by investigators during the case.
So, here's my question. Why is this even a story?
I don't know. I mean, because they had to update somebody on something of what they're doing, because they said, okay, we're going to do something about some of the actions, but we're not going to tell you what actions we found to be bad, and we're not going to tell you what we did about those actions that we found to be bad. Why do they not want that information out there? Because that can be used against them in the upcoming Karen Reed trial. Now, I do wonder if that information is subpoenaable or something you can get in discovery as they get ready for the new case.
I would hope so.
I would think
so. I mean, I get that the public can't have this information, but somebody needs the information.
Yeah. I mean, the more that this thing goes on and the shadier that I learn about how these departments are run, this one and the other one with the Sandra Birchmore case, where you have a lot of the same players in it. I still am not to the point where I believe they killed John O'Keefe in the house, but I'm just sick of the shadiness. I'm sick of the lies. I'm sick of, there's a lot of, you know, I don't even want to call it protect the blue. It's more like protect the bros is what it feels like, where they're just, they kind of live in this little land of power and control, and they feel that they can influence things the way that they want. And they've been doing it for quite a long time. And now there's a microscope on them. And, oh, shit, you can't really do that very well anymore without everybody looking at you and screaming. But then it starts to look like a conspiracy. And that's where you get the other stuff. I can be swayed. If there is evidence of something happening in that house, I'd love to hear it. But, again, you're relying on the cops to come out with the evidence from the house they were in. So, and they didn't investigate the house. So that will never, ever, ever happen. But I mean, just the Karen Reed case just seems very, I don't know. I think it was an accident. But it did expose a lot of things. And the Sandra Birchmore case, I don't know how, because I don't think they've ever quite revealed. But the Birchmore case is what sparked the interest in the Karen Reed case for investigators and prosecutors. Of wrongdoing.
Really?
Where they were looking.
I didn't realize it went that direction.
They were looking at something over there with investigative work, and then somehow Karen Reed's case got involved, and then that's what sparked things to be a little more serious over on that end of things. So I don't know the answer to that because it's never really been revealed, but it has been said by federal authorities that that is basically how the chain of all of that went, how the dominoes fell.
Wow. We are not bashing the police. We both love the police. We know there are some bad apples in every field. Yeah.
Except this is a bad orchard.
Yeah. I mean, we worked in radio for decades and dealt with some of the shittiest human beings that ever walked the face of the earth. Every field has them. It's just that these people, you know, in radio, they held your career in your hands. In law enforcement, they hold your lives in your hands.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I completely agree. This is a bad orchard over here. And not every orchard, you know, is infested with bad. But this one over here really clearly seems to be. And if it makes sense how it happens, you get one or a couple in there that have their way of doing things, their own twisted way. You get other folks who, you know, like, I could be part of this. And then they come in and do it. And everybody's the happiest on that little team of degenerates. And then it just attracts negative. And eventually, unless somebody puts a stop to it and kills the cancers as they come, you end up getting a giant team of them. and it ends up taking over your whole department and infecting the whole damn thing. It's the same in any industry that can happen to. It's just a lot scarier when it's the police and the power that they hold when it is that skewed and that messed up. So that whole thing, I mean, I know there's a new, you know, chief and all that, but there's a systematic problem in those departments over there right now that needs to be addressed. It needs to be changed. Mm. They need to basically burn the orchard and plant some new trees. Because this is not good.
They've got a credibility problem. So they are going to have to clean house. And really, the ones who stay are absolutely going to have to be the best of the best. Because I don't know how they get their reputation back.
There needs to be more regular accountability and checks on people. Not just, okay, you got on the force, which I don't know what the process is there, but in a lot of cases, it ain't that hard. It's a couple weeks of training and congratulations. You can now basically, you know, boss people around with weapons. and you have a bit more authority than the average Joe. In things like the FBI and higher ranking places, I mean, I'm not saying there's not corruption in other places, but every couple of years they do checks, they do polygraphs, they make sure that the people that are working for them are still mentally sound to do the job. And I think we need to do that, and it should be done independently, not of the department themselves self-checking themselves, but look at it. Just take a check. People change. People, especially when you're in a career where you're dealing with some of the scummiest people on earth as a police officer, there's going to be situations where those scummy people that don't want to be caught may try and entice an officer not to catch them. And deals are done, and there's shady stuff that happens. And there's, I'm not saying by any means every officer gets involved in that, but it happens. And it may happen sometimes to the ones that came in and, you know, had the best of intentions, but were able to be swayed by some dark shit. It just should be done, just to be checked, to make sure everything is on the up and up, so we don't have these problems. I'm sick of hearing about these problems. I'd like to go back to the days of Officer Friendly, and everything is fine and good, and I'm sure there was still shit going on then, too, but there needs to be a higher level of accountability for the people that we put into these positions than we have right now, because it feels like in so many places it's out of control.
100%. 100%.
And it just, and I hate it because it destroys the reputation of the good ones. And there are plenty of good ones who are putting their lives on the line, getting paid absolute shit for doing it. And then they have to basically be treated by the general public that doesn't decipher good versus bad. It's just all bad or all good. And then they get thrown into the bad category when they're not. And that's, there needs to be more accountability. That's the kind of the long and short of the whole thing, I think.
Absolutely. So, in a nutshell, absolutely.
So there's a lot more to come on this story. And of course, the Sandra Birchmore as well.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption. You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.